On the line with me right now, MLA Dan Williams, back on the hot seat, first time in 2021. Great to have you back on, Dan. And I guess first thought is that we know you made a statement on it, and I guess because of the issues surrounding it, just reiterate to us, did you stay in Alberta during the break?
Yeah, I did stay in Alberta during the break, and I think it's important to highlight that there are individuals who are elected, who are decision makers, who aren't elected, that traveled during the Christmas holidays. And they themselves agreed it was inappropriate, it was wrong, and I think it was offensive to a lot of my constituents because of the kind of sacrifices that they have made for the sake of lives and livelihoods and the protection of Albertans through COVID. Whether or not they wanted to, they made these sacrifices. And I think that's the heart of the concern. It's inappropriate when elected officials imply that there's a double standard. And that's why Tracy Allard resigned. That's why Premier Kenney let go. He fired his chief of staff. He fired Parliamentary Secretary Jeremy Nixon, doesn't have that job anymore. Jason Steffen's not on Treasury Board. Other MLAs lost all of their committees as well when they traveled internationally. And I think that's an appropriate response, and I'm glad that Jason took that leadership and did that.
Yeah, a lot of people did make those sacrifices. And I guess, what's it called? I guess one of the big things that we wanted to talk to you about is that, you know what, Dan, it's a big, it's a new year. Lots of wins for the riding in 2020. And I guess for some of the things, you know, this is the time of the year that municipalities all throughout Alberta are getting their budgets together and looking for some of those infrastructure dollars. Can you talk to us about some of the requests you've been getting in the riding for projects, upgrades, or anything like that where the municipalities and counties can use maybe a little bit of a hand from the province?
Well, absolutely. I'm very excited about 2021 for the province of Alberta, and not just the province of Alberta, and not just Northern Alberta, particularly the constituency of Peace River. We are set to be leading Alberta in the economic rebound that comes after COVID. We have a pent-up American economy with huge demand ready to open up come the spring and summer. Alberta is a resource-based economy, especially the north, that is set very well to take advantage of that. We see a lot of opportunities for us in the riding, whether it be the projects we've already passed and are going forward. I mean, the Peace River Bridge is completed, but we have the revamp of the existing older bridge that's going to be happening over two construction seasons, a project for a new school in Peace River for Quatre-Vents. We have the Delaware Lodge in Manning starting up. Construction this coming season. We have another school in Blue Hills. We have the Wolverine Pipeline going north for gas pipeline. We have the project of the massive mega bridge crossing Paddle Prairie to Tompkins over the Peace River. These are all going to contribute to our economy. It's going to diversify our jobs. It's going to make us part of the front of that economic rebound that is happening this summer in the province of Alberta, and I think globally. So we're in a great spot going forward, and we contributed, I think, a record-breaking $2 billion in infrastructure projects, many of which went to interest that municipalities had across the province, including in our own constituency. We saw upgrades on Highway 35,
yep.
And we're going to see more roads that constituents in the Peace River constituency. Where we drive, we're going to see upgrades on those. We're going to see paving projects. And I know it's difficult sometimes when we see that construction projects and it slows us down when we're just trying to get to and from our family or friends or work. But understand that that is an important part of our economy, too. And seeing those projects is employing a lot of folks.
Yeah, definitely, and definitely people want to be working right now. This one actually comes from Jeff, a question. Keep up the good work, Dan. Any idea when construction is going to start on the Tompkins Landing Bridge? We're excited.
Yeah, great question, and it is exciting because that project is so big that it's going to involve our entire constituency and more, and we're going to see tons and tons of spinoff from it in the initial construction phase. But we're also going to see a lasting economic opportunity from that with greater connectivity for agri-food services and value added in that industry for oil and gas, but particularly for forestry. Never mind the convenience of the citizens who get to commute back and forth more easily. So huge win for us and long-lasting win. And we've started doing some geotechnical surveys and engineering this winter already. It needs to happen in the winter. And we're hoping to start tendering more aspects of the project coming up over the spring. I can't give a firm date for when construction starts, but this is on overdrive. I'm hoping that we can get this done, a project this size, I'd say 6 years would be terrific. But we're very much in the planning phase here, and it's going to be a number of construction seasons over and over again. So it's going to be a sustained boost to our economy, and it's going to be a long-lasting asset for us when it's built.
Awesome. And another question here from somebody who wants to know, and they remember, actually. So they're hearing you on the hot seat, which is awesome. And they said, hey, Dan, and the last time you chatted, you're talking about advocating for a regional response when the government reviews the public health orders. Have you had any luck with that, and do you feel that your voice was heard in terms of advocating for a regional approach to restrictions?
Well, absolutely. We've had luck, and the government did me one better. Just yesterday, we saw an announcement from Minister Chandra and Premier Kenny moving to province-wide reasonable, thoughtful approach where we are going to have personal services that include salons, hairdressers, other wellness services as well, opening up by appointment only. We see outdoor gatherings allowed now, and the weather is mild enough that we're going to take advantage of that one for sure. We see other restrictions being lifted. Importantly, for a lot of Albertans, the size of folks that can attend a funeral is now doubled. And that, I think, is an important one because we're understanding the very human aspect of how COVID is taking a toll on families, the social aspect, the spiritual health of individuals. That's an important part of the public health, right? Dr. Hinshaw and Premier Kenny say over and over again, we're not just responsible for the public health in terms of COVID, but the entire person. That means considering the anxiety, the depression, sadly and tragically at times, suicides of Albertans, and saying we have to understand that these are consequences with these rules and we have to balance them fairly, which I'm proud the government's doing with the steps they've taken. And I'll say this, there are going to be more incremental steps that are based in evidence and fact, in terms of risk factor, in terms of exposure that we're going to have from this government going forward, all the way leading up until the end of spring. So stay tuned for that. I'm very comfortable with the direction we're going. I think we have to make sure we don't go on the roller coaster of lockdown and out and in and out. We're going to consistently, regularly go down the path of evidence-based decisions going forward. And we also are not going to go down the direction that we see some of these other provinces go down, whether it be BC with closing churches completely, which I think is a very concerning direction with civil liberties of Albertans, which we haven't done. Whether you look at Quebec and Ontario, you know, mandatory curfews, this is not something that I'm advocating for. So I've seen some good direction from the government. I feel like we're being listened to. And there's an opportunity for regionalization going forward as well.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie about that. My dad and my sister live in Quebec, and neither of them are pleased on having to be in bed by 8 o'clock, as my sister was telling me yesterday, in a much different, friendlier, in a less friendlier way than that. So, yeah, definitely when you do make a comparison, it does become very interesting. And, Dan, I always have to ask you this whenever you're on the line. Any good viewing that you could tell us about in terms of anything you streamed or watched over the break?
Well, what did I watch? Well, there were some of the classic Christmas films that I mentioned before, I will say one of my absolute favorite films I watched, it was a childhood favorite, The Mask of Zorro. It just popped up and
nice.
I decided to take it. It was good fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it's been a while. But I will say also one of my longtime favorites and absolute classics is Lawrence of Arabia. If I haven't recommended it, I highly recommend it. It's long.
It is long.
And it's an absolute classic. So that would be one of my top choices for anyone looking to spend some time. And it's a good 3 hours, so you will spend some time, but you'll enjoy it too.
Well, the weekend is coming up, so you know what? This is maybe a time for people to unwind, but at the same time, too, that's a bit of a hard compromise because, Dan, let's not face it. We're getting some really good weather up here before a polar vortex, according to the Weather Network, is supposed to come down and hit us in about 10 days' time. So I don't know if we could be inside right now, can we?
Well, use the advantage of being able to gather outside in groups of 10, social distancing appropriately. Take some time with some other people. Spend time with people you love here, and take advantage of the weather.
Yeah, well said for sure. Dan, always appreciate you checking up with us, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kenny.
This is Dan Williams. He is the Peace River MLA, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.